Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Says as follows. Quotes a pasuk from the Maaseh of Yosef Tzadik and his brothers after he reveals himself. It says, "Lekula nasan liish chalifos smalos, v'nyami nasan chamesh chalifos." Says that to all his brothers he gave a change of clothing, and to Binyami gave 5 changes of clothing. It also says over there a certain sum of money that he gave. But about the clothing, we ask a question. Could it be the very thing that Tzadik Binyamin was in pain from? Yeah, his father had showed favoritism to him over his other brothers, as we'll explain. Yeah, could it be that very thing, Bikashabo, he himself was stumbling and he's showing favoritism to Binyamin? The Amar Rav, the Rav said, Bar Machsia, Amar Rav Chama, Bar Guria Amar Rav. He said, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slaim Milas, because of 2 shekels worth, 2 slimes worth, of Milas, which is either silk or fine wool. Shehosif Yaakov Yosef, that Yaakov gave for Yosef making his special tunic. Mishar Echav from the of his other brothers is Galgel Hadavar. Yeah, the thing really literally mean rolled over, meaning things escalated. The yard of the Sein of Mitzrayim, and they end up going down to Egypt. We should add that they would have gone to Egypt anyway because it's part of the Bris Ben Mitzrayim. But seemingly the quality of the slavery was worsened from all this. They went down a different way than they would have had to gone down. So Amar Rav Binyamin Bar Yefes. Rami Yar Yefes says, and really our whole Amud here is going to be statements of him, seemingly that's why it's all going to be brought. He said, Remez Ramazlo, there was a Remez being made to Binyamin here. She Osi Ben, let's say, so many he's going to have a child come from him many generations later. She Yetze Milifnei HaMelech V'chamisha Levushei Malchus. He will exit the king's palace, yet with 5 types of royal clothing. Shneamar, as it says in the Purim story, Mordechai yotze belvush malchus techeles v'gomer. It says Mordechai came out with this various royal clothing he was wearing. So seemingly how they learn over here is that he didn't give him more clothing in value than the other brothers. He just divided up differently to be 5 types of clothing. That's how the question seemingly is answered. Because otherwise it was an answer that he made a simon for him. If he gave him more, he still gave him more. It must be that he gave him the same amount of value, just divided up differently to make this remez to him. He divided up into 5 changes of clothing rather than just 1 change clothes. Says the Gemara more about this mice. Vayipol al Tzavarei Binyamin Achiv. Yeah, Yosef fell on Binyamin, his brother's necks. Tzavarei really is plural. Yeah, Rashi here disagrees with that pshat that it's always written like that. There are others say that that is where the dig is coming from, but either way, so he fell on his neck or his necks. Kama Tzavarem Havulei, the Gemara says, seeming an understanding, it means plural. How many necks did he have, Le Binyamin? How many necks did Binyamin have? Yosef was crying about the 2 base of Mikdash that would be in the Chelk of Binyamin, the Yosim, the Chayiv, and would be destroyed. Binyamin bacha al Tzavarov, and Binyamin cried in his neck, bacha al Mishkan Shiloh, she'osi Lios b'chalka she'Yosef v'osi l'chayiv. He's crying over the Mishkan of Shiloh that would have been in Yosef's Chelk, and will be in Yosef's Chelk, and was destroyed. Yosef said to his brothers, don't worry about anything. You see, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Binyamin. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lehem. And Elazar says, he said to them, K'shem she'im believi al Binyamin achi, shalei b'michirasi. I have no taina on Binyamin, my brother. He had nothing to do with my sale. He wasn't there. Kach ein believi aleichem. So too, I have nothing in my heart against you. Kifi amadaber aleichem. From my mouth, the pasuk says, from my mouth is the one, you see my mouth is the one speaking to you. Kifi kein levi. My mouth is like my heart. Yeah. I'll bring up a bit of a har over here. I mean, the Rishonim say quite beferish in Chumash, Rabbeinu Bechai, and Or HaChaim, and Parshas Vayechi, both say that Yosef HaTzadik was not mochel his brothers. In fact, it would kind of have to be the way, because we know the Asar Hurigim Malchus came as a kapara for Yosef's brothers. If Yosef would have forgiven them, the chara, that wouldn't have had to happen. So the Gemara must not mean over here that he's mochel them, according to that. And Chuda Zasah, the Marsha over here, learns that all Yosef is saying is you can believe the promise that I will take care of your food needs based on this, that I'll take care of Binyamin, right? So I'll take care of all of you. It's all the same. But the Chayyah wasn't, whatever the Darga of Mechila was, he was not Mochalim. And that's, again, I said, Rabbeinu Bechai says it, Fairish Parsha Vechila, or Chaim Zahachram also says it very, very Fairish. There's also a Tshuva from Moshe Feinstein that brings it down as a Davar Pasha that he was not Mochal his brothers. Okay. Says the Gemara continuation. Says Ula Av Vishalach Gezos Asar Chamarim Nosi Mitu Mitzrayim. Says to Yaakov Avinu, to his father, he sent various things. Amongst that, he sent 10 donkeys carrying the good of Egypt. My Mitu of Mitzrayim. What's the good of Egypt? Amar Rabbi Yamin Bar Yafis. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Sharcho Yai Nashim, he sent them old wine. Shadasi Kenim Nochemeno, that is pleasing to the elderly. Okay? Vayelchu Gam Echa Vayipul Fanav. Now his brothers at one point came to him and fell before him and said, "We're going to be Avadim to you, we're sorry." Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yafis, Amar Rabbi Lozim. Hainu Dami Inshi, this is what people say. Tale Beidene Sagile, a fox at his time, you should bow to him. The Gemara says, Tale, calling him a fox, a lowly creature, my bitsiruse me'achvua. What does he have anything less than his brothers? He should be a fox compared to them. Ella, if it was said as follows. In a different context, you call him a fox. Vayishtach Yisrael Rosh Amita says that Yisrael, meaning Yaakov Avinu, bowed to Yosef. He bowed at the head of the bed when he was going to give Menashe and Ephraim the brachas. So there you could say, and compared to Yaakov Avinu, you could call Yosef a lower level, call him a fox. Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yafis, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tala Be'idenei Sogilei, a fox at his time, you bowed to him. It's not right to call him a fox in comparison to his other brothers. They're the same level. Vayinochim Osam Vayidaber Alibam. It says that Yosef Itzali was able to comfort his brothers and speak to their hearts. Amar Rabbi Yom Bar Yafis, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Melamed She'omar Lehem Devorim She'miskab Malev. He said to them words that are accepted upon one's heart. Uma Asar Neirus Lo Yachuli Kvos Ner Echad, just as 10 candles could not extinguish one candle. Ner Echad Heach Yachul Kabbos Asar Neirus. How could one candle extinguish 10 candles? So seemingly he was saying to them that you couldn't harm me even though you tried, so how would I be able to harm you? Again, this is what I said. He's not saying Lashon Mechila. He's just saying, I can't do any harm towards you. A little bit of Ari here that's asked. I mean, candles don't burn out candles. It's not the nature of a candle to extinguish. So how do they mean there that any candles would burn out other candles? But of course, that's exactly a pshat, that he's saying it's not within the nature of me to harm you. Just like it wasn't really in your nature to harm me. That's the only what he's saying. Says Gemara, La'ihudim Aisar v'simcha v'son, famous pasuk for the Jews in the Purim story after the Nes happened. There was for them light and happiness and joy and honor. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ora zu Torah. Ora means that they had Torah. Yeah, v'cheinu omer v'kiner mitzvah v'torah or. It says that a mitzvah is in there and the Torah is light. Simcha z'yamtav. Simcha z'yamtav. V'cheinu omer v'salachta b'chagecha is what it says. Soson zu mila, soson is mila, how do you know? V'chiyu omer, v'chino omer, sost anochi al ima secho. Yeah, and David Melech says, I was happy with what you said. And they learn over here that means mila, because mila was said to Avraham Avinu in the lashon of vayomer, not vayidaber. It was a mimer, not a dibur. And David Melech says, I was happy about that. They bring Rashi rings, because he was in the merchatz, and he was felt himself without mitzvahs. When he saw the mila, that made him happy. All these things Rashi learns, were things that Haman had been gozer upon that the Jews could not keep, even though it's not a big theme of the Purim story that had been making gezeiras. It was about the physical annihilation of the Jewish people, but he did make certain gezeiras, it seems. So all these things, Torah, and Yom Tov, and Mila, and Tefillin, he made gezeiras upon. The Yakar, what is Yakar? Yakar, Elu Tefillin, Kavod means Tefillin, Echeinu Omer, it says, V'ro Ko'am E'aretz Ke'ashim Hashem Nikra Alecha. The people of the lands, all the goyim, will see that the name of Hashem is called upon you. V'yorim emekin, they will be scared of you. V'tani Rabbi Elezer said, Agadol Elezer said, Omer, elu tefillin shavarosh. The thing that causes fear by the goyim is a tefillin in our head. So all these things, again, Haman was gozer against, and seemingly all of them he was gozer against because they represent an os, a special bond between us and Hashem. Torah, obviously, but Yom Tovim, all about Ashkacha, Hashem had on with us, by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Mila is an os, and certainly its phone is also called an os. So he was goes against those special relationship items that we have with Hashem. Seder. It says, Vesat Parshandasa, the Gomer, Aseres B'nei Haman. This is the list of the 10 sons of Haman that we have in the Megillah. So Amarav, when they were being hung, right? Amarav Ada, Demin Yafo, Aseres B'nei Haman, Vaseres, the names of the 10 sons of Haman, and the word Aseres that comes right afterwards, Zarech L'Reminu B'Nishima Acha. So it should be said in one breath. My time, why? All of their souls departed from their bodies at once. So you should do something to remember that. And indeed, that is the menag. We read it all, the Balkhbar reads it all in one breath. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vav de Vayasasa, the Vav in the last hum of Haman's sons to be listed, this is their Vayasasa. Tzarech le mimtecha, you need to elongate it, bizekifa, in its standing. Now, there's a few pshat in what that means that they bring. Either it means that, I'll finish the quote for it. It says, Kemurdia delivros, like the sticks, the poles that the boatsmen of a river called Libros would use, that apparently are very long. So, my time, why do you have to elongate it? Kulu b'chad zikifa, is the Kifu. And we're over here that they're all hung on a gallows, one on top of the next. They're all in a big, long line. So I started to say different Rishonim learn what this means over there. Either it means that the Vav is larger, which we do that. Either it means the top of the Vav is straight, even though usually it's written crooked. I think that we also do that. Or it means that the Baal Kori gives a little, Dagesh gives a little enunciation, extra enunciation on the Vav, Vayisasa, like that, which I think we also do, follow all these sheets. Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Darashab Shila Ish Kfar Timrata, we had him once before in the Gemara, Idarshan, Kol Ashiros Kula Nichtavos Ariach Al Gabi Levena. All Ashiros are written in the Torah are written literally as a half brick on top of a brick, meaning to say that it alternates between blank space and a word, yeah, and another blank space, and then the line below does the opposite. It'd be a word and a blank space, another word. And the blank space is actually double the space of each given word. A word is a half brick, and the blank space is a whole brick. So it's written in a, you picture an alternating fashion, it's a blank space and a word below that, and then a blank space below that, and then move over, you'd have a brick at the top, a word, and then blank space, and then word, and that's how it's written. Oz Yashir, for instance, is written that way, and we're saying over here, all shears are written that way in Tanakh, yeah? It's written, Kulon Nichtavos Ariach Agab Levena, again, a half brick on top of a brick, Levena Agab Ariach, and then a brick on top of a half brick. Chutz Mishirazu, except for this Shira, which is interesting. It's the 10 sons of Haman. It's not a Shira. Yeah, Shirazu, seems to be talking about that. Yeah, Umalchei Canaan, and when it lists the kings of Canaan that had been destroyed in Sefer Yeshua, also writes it that way. Yeah, amazing thing to call this this song. Yeah, it kind of shreds calling it a song. But yeah, but okay. So these two things, this one and the Malchut Canaan, yeah, they're written not this way. How are they written? She'ariach agabi ariach levena agabi levena. It's just columns. Yeah, a half brick on top of a half brick means all the words are just written one on top of another in a column, and then there's blank space, also a whole column blank space and another half brick. Yeah, my time. Why is that? Shalote tekuma lebatal mepaltim. There should be no standing up from their fall. So to speak, if you got bricks on the side or blank space on the side, there's a way for someone to stand up. But if you're covered on the top with another brick, you can't get up. There's a pasuk that's interesting. It says, the king said to Esther Amalka, and in Shushan Abira, the Jews killed 500 men, and seemingly he was upset. He started to say, what else did they do in other places? And then he suddenly asked her, what would you like? So it was an odd contrast from Sugim. He started out angry, he ended up happy. Somewhere in the middle there, a malach came and hit him on his mouth, get him to shut up, whatever he was about to say, and to say something to the queen to offer to honor her. Yeah. By the way, just to go back in a second, there's Tosis here about the saying Haman's sons in one breath. He says, it's not ma'akev, but he evid, the din l'chad chilu. Yeah, just want to make sure we say that. Okay. When Esther Malka came in front of the king, he said, literally translated, with the Sefer. So Amar, he said, Amra, mi boile, she was talking about Esther said. Amra b'yochanan, Amra lo, she said to him, Yomar b'peh mashikosu b'sefer. It was a totally different thing. She wasn't saying anything to the king. No one. What was being said was that the people should say this book, should read from Ksav later on. It's a little bit difficult to get sensitive to the nuance going on in this pasuk and how to read it properly after this, but seemingly, Rashi brings over a perush, it's something like that that she went into the king, yeah, and that's it. And then it said the Jews should read from a sefer. Yeah, read the Megillah story from a book. Okay, that's how it seems to come out. And we keep going about darshaning this sort of thing. Divrei Shalom v'Emes, they should read, they should establish words of peace and truth. Amar Tanchum Amri Lo, Amar Rabbi Asi, Malam Eshet Tzricha Sirtut Kamit Rishol Torah. Megillah has a halacha, needs sirtut, needs in sort of, not indented, impressed in lines, impressed lines into it the same way Sefer Torah does. If in the top of every line, there's this, top of every line of words, I mean to say, there is a, imprinted in line, written with a not ink, but just a plain blade or kumos, that is where the tops of letters are. That's a din halacha Moshe Sinai by the Sefer Torah. It's also a din by Megill. Ma'amar Esther Kiyam. Yeah, the words of Esther fulfilled. They cause to be fulfilled the Purim holiday. Ma'amar Esther in Divrei Tzomos Lo. Over there also mentions the fast. So this sounds like what? The words of Esther is what caused the holiday to come about, but the fasting didn't do any good? Rabbi Yochanan, no. Divret Somos Amama Esther Kiyam. You read it all as one. The fast and the words of Esther created the holiday. Yeah, Kiyam Esimea Purima Eilim. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah Melech Achashverosh, this is the last pasuk in Esther, says Mordechai the Jew became a second to the king Achashverosh, V'godol Yehudim, and he was a great one of the Jews, V'rotzui L'rov Echav, and he was found favor to most of his brothers. Says the Gemara, L'rov Echav, lo l'kol Echav. Only most of his brothers, not all of them. Malamed, that teaches us, Shepir Shemen of Mixas and Hedrin. Some of the members of the Hedrin separated from him after the story. Yeah, why? Explain over here, because he had gotten involved in politics, so to speak, in a position of power, of nobility, and in Mela, there was more Bittul Torah involved in this whole episode, and it's kind of interesting to understand, but they felt that was a need to, he'd gone down a level, as a matter of fact, not saying anything that was wrong, but he was in a different level than he was before, and some of the people in Sanhedrin didn't associate with him anymore. Amr of Yosef, Gola Talmud Torah, Yosef and Tolos Nefashos. Talmud Torah, in a certain way, is bigger than saving lives. Obviously, one pushes off Talmud Torah to save a life. Shouldn't take that impression, Chas V'Shalom, from this Gemara, that it's saying, you know, you learn Torah and let someone die, Chas V'Shalom. But in some way, Talmud Torah is bigger. In an earlier pasuk, as written before the Purim story, he is listed after four other people. And then in a different pasuk that came after the Purim story, he's written after five people. Me'ekarek Siv, yeah, initially is a pasuk that says, this pasuk is in Ezra, and it says, Asher bo im Zerubbabel, these are people who came up with Zerubbabel to back there to Israel, says, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Saria, Ralia, Mordechai, Belshem. He's the fifth. L'sof Siv, yeah, and then in a pasuk written much later in Nehemiah, yeah, it says about them, Haboyim im Zerubbabel, but listening to the same episode, those who came as Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Ramya, Nachmed, Nachmani, Mordechai, Belshem. Now he's number six. Amar Avi, Tem, Rav Shmuel, Bar Marta, Godot, Talmud Torah, Yosef, Rabbinia, Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Torah is bigger than building the Beis HaMikdash. Shekol Zman, Shebaruch, Menaria, Kayim. Baruch Menaria was a teacher of Ezra. He's with him in the Golos. As long as he was alive, Lohi Nicho Ezra. Ezra didn't leave him, the Allah, and go to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, he didn't do that. Okay, we're going to stop here because the beginning of the next Gemara is a very detailed cheshbon about Yaakov Avinu. It's a shem continue.